This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We want to welcome our affiliate in Flint, Super Extra 1330 and Super Talk 1570. We are smoking up the backyards on the east side of the state, and we are having a good time. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday. It's a bluebird day. You have to get out and try your grilling style. It's the day. We're setting you up for Memorial Day weekend. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, yo. And happy Armed Forces Day to everybody out there. Thank you so much for the troops around the world protecting America, allowing us to spread the peace, love, and barbecue that we do.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
A couple knuckleheads can do this because you boys are out there and ladies fighting for our freedom, and we appreciate that.
That's right, with no love from Washington. Okay, so we are talking with Matt Graff from Arbor Brewing. Matt and Renee started Arbor Brewing 17 years ago, and cool place. If you've never tried any of their beer, I got to tell you, the Buzzsaw, two thumbs up. Who's liking it?
This guy.
Yeah, and me too. The IPA is not my favorite style of beer, but that one is very, very good. Now, Matt, what are we trying right now?
We are going to try the Flamboyant Wild Red, which is a barrel-aged sour beer.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because that's not a household craft. They're barrel-aged sour beer. Let's talk about that process a little bit so people can understand how it's made.
Okay. We were actually the first brewery in Michigan to start doing this this brewing process. My wife and I, she's also my business partner, as you know Renee.
She's the brains of the business.
She is. And a lot of our travel, surprisingly, involves beer. So we were in Belgium, and we're hitting the sour beer brewing regions of Belgium, and just fell in love with these really kind of wine-like beers. And so we came home, like a lot of things we do, we did it just purely for ourselves, not thinking that there would be any,
commercial value.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So what we do is we take this beer, the Flamboyant Wild Red, is our Jackhammer Old Ale as a base beer, and it's a 9% alcohol old ale. We put it in oak barrels for a year, oak barrels that have been inoculated with certain bacteria, lactobacillus, Brettanomyces, pediococcus, and...
Ooh, that doesn't sound very good.
Doesn't
at
that
all.
Sound appetizing? Yeah, it's beautiful.
No, it's,
I know. Trying to
you
describe
could go so
beers.
Many ways with that.
You're better off drinking this than talking about it.
All right,
it.
Let's do that. Raise your cup, and here's to the Belgians, because
cheers.
They're probably one of the master races of beer.
They are.
Just to diss the Germans a little bit.
Yeah.
The Belgians really got it going on in my world.
Give a shout out to the Belgians because they kind of do it all. They can do the sour beers, they can do pilsners, they do lagers, they do ales. They kind of do it all really well. But, Americans are still on top of
wow,
the beer.
Wow, that's tasty.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is. Matt, you're kind of the king of brewing over in Ann Arbor. On our grilling line right now, we've got the king of barbecue.
Ooh.
All across America. And that is Chris Marks.
Nice.
Chris, are you out there? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Well, I'm out here getting ready to fire the smoker up.
Well, I spent some time on the road with Chris this week, and we did a little barbecue over in Chicago. And we had a good time. That was a great class. Chris Marks runs the Ace of Hearts Barbecue Company out of Kansas City. You ever hear of that there, Randy?
I have, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Chris and watching him perfect his craft, which is way above my skill level, so it's just always a treat to be able to talk to him.
Chris rocks the classroom, and he had the crowd just roaring. Another great job for Chris Marks, but Chris, we've got the good one coming out with this new smoker oven. It's going to be called the Renegade now. We did get some winners, and both out of this part of the world, the Great Lakes region.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, both of them. One came out of Ohio, and one came right out of Grand Rapids.
Yeah. We had him on the show last week. He's a pretty happy man, but we're trying to figure out the perfect Memorial Weekend barbecue, and we'd need your help.
Well, I tell you what, when you're talking Memorial Day, man, you're talking the start of the summer. And it is our season. Nothing better than Memorial Day. I'm kicking it off right now with ribs. I've got me some big old spares. I'm going to trim them down and get some tips. I've got some babies. And best of all, I've got some great old beef ribs. And I'm going to cook the beef ribs up. And, man, I tell you what, that's how we started up here in Kansas City, getting ready for next weekend. And, I mean, it's going to be a bunch of ribs. It's going to be some sticky ribs. It's going to be some dry ribs. And it's going to be a bunch of brisket on a stick.
As Jim Carrey would say, yummy. So we have the chuck wagon smoking out here today. We're doing up all kinds of butts. Got the chuck wagon just puffing away. It's been going all night. And we've got a little festival going on in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. But we are also have with us here as a guest one of the greatest brewers in Michigan, and his name is Matt Greff. And I'd like you to say hi to Matt, Chris.
How you doing, Matt?
Good, Chris. How are you?
Matt came prepared,
great.
And he brought us all kinds of wonderful treats, and we're sipping on one of his new beers right now. But what else would you be cooking up for Memorial Weekend?
Usually on Memorial Weekend, we're going to be doing a lot of hamburgers. And, Bob, on the hamburgers, we don't grill them. We smoke them.
So let's talk about that, Chris, because I don't think many people smoke a burger. They're throwing it on a gas grill, usually smokers with charcoal and hardwood. Tell us about that technique, would you?
Oh, God, it's so simple. And actually what it does is you'll take a hamburger, you'll take a one-pound hamburger, and you'll notice when you toss it on a gas grill, it's going to really render up a lot. You're going to lose about 50%. If you smoke that hamburger at about 225, 250 degrees, going to take you a little longer, granted, but I tell you what, it's going to be juicy, it's going to be moist, and best of all, you're going to infuse a little bit of that smoke flavor into it, so it gives it a new, unique taste versus something you just turn and burn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, you got to have a little more time, but how do you know when a smoked burger is done, Chris? Give us that one tip.
Well, it all comes down to learning the feel. Usually takes about 45 minutes. And what you start to do is you fill thinner. You start to feel if it's starting to give a little bit, you're done. You're ready to go. Very, very simple to do. Just learn it. It's a learn on your grill and your smoking time.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We are talking with the king of barbecue, Chris Marks, 9-time world champion. I have the pleasure of traveling with Chris. I have studied under Chris. He has taught me a ton. And I'm trying to bring that peace, love, and barbecue all around the rest of America on behalf of the folks at Ace of Hearts Barbecue, maker of the Good One and Three Little Pigs. So, Chris, I know you got a busy day going. Thanks so much for joining us and taking time out. And I'll be seeing you in Youngstown, Ohio, next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Got my tickets ready to go and excited to get out there.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris.
See you guys. Pleasure talking.
Yeah. All right. That's Chris Marks. Three Little Pigs, world champion, barbecuer.
Coming up next, we have a chef guest, Jeff Dewey. Chef Dewey's worked with us in the past at some of our remotes. We're going to talk a little bit about a tour that Bob took at Fen Valley Winery. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.